Welcome to another episode of A Damned Nation. So this episode, I'm gonna expand on it later on. It's just I want to put a mental note right now. So when I would want to say do a better job of marketing or making my podcast more legible. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, this episode is about Monopoly. All right, we ain't talking about the video game or the board game. So anyway, right, when I was growing up, right, I was told there was a law made in the United States of America that you were not allowed to have a Monopoly. Because basically having a monopoly, if you have the monopoly over something, then you could raise the price to whatever you want. And it would be unfair. You basically would be a slave to the monopoly. So let's get down to what's going on these days as far as monopoly is concerned. Because there seems to be not only a monopoly, there seems to be a monopoly run by a certain type of people or class of people, whatever you want to do. See, I'm not going to go out there and name the people that we're talking about, but I will say that Kanye West made a valid point, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay? But let's talk about Monopoly. Disney owns Jim Henson's company, they own Marvel, they own Fox now. That is a monopoly, no matter what you want to call it. You could call it a hostile takeover, whatever you want to call it, it's a monopoly. They own ESPN, it is a monopoly. They basically could do, I don't know how they changed the rules or the law or what kind of trickery they did, but they have the monopoly. Now, when you have a certain class of people who have the monopoly over everything, the banking system, the movies, whatever, they basically can say or do what they want. You don't really have a choice in the matter, because if you say anything wrong, they can take your money. Because they own the bank. They could ruin your career because they own everything. You know what I'm saying? You basically got to come to them to go to the store, to get something from the store or whatever. They're making it to the point where, let's talk about Bill Gates. He supposedly brought, 65% of farming land, of all the farms. That's a monopoly. Why should this man have the power? That means this man could basically put a lockdown on fruits and vegetables. And you won't be able to grow any fruits and vegetables. You have to buy it from him. They'll make this law where, I don't know, you can't collect water. Oh, you can't collect food. They have the monopoly. A perfect monopoly is the New York transit system. They own the monopoly on the trains. Back in the day, the train system, I believe, was the IRT, it was the 1 and 2 trains and the alphabet trains. And then eventually they became a monopoly. That's why when you go to New York City, they can charge $4, $5 a ride from passengers. That's wild, because there's no competition. That was the whole purpose of not being able to have a monopoly. So there would be some competing of prices for the consumer, because if these stores had the monopoly, then they could charge whatever they want. They could charge $100 for bread, and there would be nothing you can do about it because they have the monopoly over the bread. But being that you have other stores, you can, you know, barter and be like, oh, okay, this store is selling this for this much, and you selling it for that. So that keeps people from being crooks and robbing you blind. But now that everybody's being a monopoly, look at Google. I think Google just bought one of those watches, those exercise watches. So they're trying to get the monopoly over the thing. They already own the internet. They can literally tell you, oh, this is misinformation, because they have the monopoly over the internet. Yeah, you got Bing. Yeah, you got DuckDuckGo. I just found out DuckDuckGo, from what I've learned, is that they still use the Google principle. I mean, it's not like they're using their own engine. They're basically riding off for the Google. They might have some cookie blockers in place, but they're basically riding off of Google. Okay? So I'm not saying they're a bad system. I'm just telling you that Google has the monopoly. And they got the monopoly over the commercials. That's how they make their money. They're doing whatever. So this is why having the monopoly is a problem. Because they can do and say what they want. They could say, hey, that's misinformation. But misinformation to whom? To whom is it misinformation? How do you declare misinformation? It's just another way of, freedom of speech. I mean, because they're telling doctors now, if a doctor even says anything about the cooties, then that's going to be a problem. Oh, you can't say nothing. That's misinformation, because they have the monopoly over information. If you have the monopoly over information, who is to say that the information you're saying is true or false? If you own all the information, then you can say whatever you want. You can say pink is black, black is pink. You could say girl is boy, boy is girl. You could say I am a tree, even though I'm a human, because they have the monopoly now. And if you even notice, the monopoly is really getting crazy, because basically, they could just say and do whatever they want, and it's going to be, okay, that's fact. So what they say is fact, but it's not misinformation. They can basically say and do whatever they want. And don't think this stuff ain't dangerous. Now I'm gonna read. This is from I think it's called IBDM. You know, you can even look at this on X-ray. I recently brought The Lost Boys, because I haven't seen it in a long time. So this is what it says. Sam Corey Haim has a poster of Rob Lowe on the outside of his closet door. On the DVD commentary, Joe Schumacher says that it was there because he had recently directed Lowe in St. Elmo's Fire in 1985. Sam Corey Haim has a poster of Rob Lowe on the inside of his closet door. The poster has sparked years of debate about whether or not Schumacher, who, as an openly gay man, was making a subtextual statement about Sam's sexuality by putting a picture of a male heartthrob on his closet, a reference to being in the closet. See that? Wow, that's wild. Schumacher also has Sam wearing an ear stud, riding a pink bicycle, and being more fashion conscious than any other character. So, I mean, if you have the monopoly in the movie, you have influence. You can push anything. As you can see, Schumacher was an openly gay man. So if he wanted to push an agenda back in the day, it could easily be done by doing just that, putting stuff in. But at the same time, is it also to say that gay people make great movies? Or maybe have better fashion sense? You be the judge of that. I ain't gonna say nothing. But all I'm saying is, I noticed that the people who have been so called oppressed are basically becoming the oppressors. Now, me being a black man, I know we not winning. We ain't winning that game. You can forget that. You could say whatever. Bill Maher said house nigga, and nobody shut that man down. Nobody. Matter of fact, Ice Cube was on air saying, "We forgive you. Ice Cube, do not speak for me, please." And what I will say is this, and this is just true. This is not no hatred. I'm just saying, if you're the so-called chosen people, right? Half of you don't even believe in God. And you push this sexuality thing, which is, now I don't want to say no more because I don't want to, I already feel the shadow creeping upon me for voicing my opinion, unless it's going to be misinformation, even if I do have the facts. But we're going to stick to that. This is what a monopoly basically is. When you have the monopoly over everything, you can say and do whatever you want. And by God, if somebody go against you, it's going to be a problem. Having a monopoly over everything is supposed to be illegal. And when a people or a group of any kind has the monopoly over everything, basically it's a form of, I would say, they can have racism or something, right? I mean, if they don't like you, they could be like, well, guess what? You can't be in my bank no more. You can't do this. All the necessities that we need, they could just take it away because they have the monopoly over things. So you basically just a prisoner. You they're the CEOs and you're an inmate, basically. That's what you are. So you want to keep being an inmate, fine. But you know, this is supposed to be America. I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's all I really got to say, you know? I mean, you figure it out. Peace.